On this special day of Pentecost, I'd like the children to come up and help me. Children, come on up, come on up. And the servers, I need two servers to hand out to each child, a big flame, and if there's leftover over here, a little flame. Come on up, children. You stand here. And you stand here and hand out the big flames first and the little flames. And come on up here close. Come up when you have a flame, come closer. And you can sit here. Let's everybody sit down here. Okay, are you ready? This is an exciting day. This is called Pentecost. What does Penta mean? Pentecost means 50. Did you get that right? 50 days since Easter, 50 days since the resurrection. We celebrate that as Pentecost Sunday. What a great gift. And one of the things that happened at Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever been in this cathedral when the wind was blowing strongly? Let's listen. When the wind blows strongly, you can hear it creak and groan. Wow. That's what happened at the day of the Pentecost. There was a strong driving wind, St. Luke writes. Tongues as a fire, which parted and came to rest on each of them. Can you hold the tongue of fire on your head? Tongues as a fire came down. And what did that mean? That means the Holy Spirit was with the people. The tongues of fire came to rest on each of them, and all were filled with the Holy Spirit. Wow. You receive the Holy Spirit the first time at your baptism. And these seventh graders and older received the gifts of the Holy Spirit at their confirmation. Isn't that an amazing gift? So, what is the gifts of the Holy Spirit? I'd like to talk about that today. Okay, thank you, children. You can go back to your families. Thank you, children. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem wrote about this loving spirit. The spirit comes gently and makes himself known by his fragrance. He's not felt as a burden, for he is light, very light. Rays of light and knowledge dream before him as he approaches. The Spirit comes with tenderness of a true friend and protector to save, to heal, to teach, to counsel, to strengthen, to console. The Spirit comes to enlighten the minds first of the one who receives him, and then through him, the minds of others. Just what are these gifts of the Holy Spirit? Sometimes for the confirmation homily, I preach about the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, but I haven't done that in a long time, and maybe you, even you adults, might use some review, or maybe I could quiz you. Would you like me to review just myself? Okay, you talked me into it. Seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. First, wonder and awe. Wonder and awe. Another word for that, phrase for that is fear of the Lord. Not I'm afraid of you, God, like I'm afraid of rattlesnakes. Are you afraid of rattlesnakes? Not that kind of fear. Rather, I am in awe of you. I am amazed in you, God, your glory, your majesty, your beauty, your compassion, your forgiveness, your unity, your truth. God is all. I, the Lord, am your God, we read in Scripture. What does this wonder and awe mean for us? It means we need a Savior, for on my own, I am alone and helpless and hopeless. That God, Heavenly Father, made Jesus man to be with us. The Father sent his Son Jesus, became man, both divine and human, two natures in one divine person. And then Jesus died to take away our sins. We celebrated Easter 50 days ago, his resurrection to save me, to open up the gates of heaven. This death, Jesus frees me from my sin, and by his resurrection, he opens up a new way of life for me. That is what we're celebrating this whole Easter season as we conclude today at Pentecost. But we are a resurrection people. It lasts for eternity. And Jesus invites me to believe this saving faith, and I respond to this saving faith. He gives me the Holy Spirit to help each step of the way. Wonder and awe, fear of the Lord. The second gift, understanding. We comprehend God's plan for our lives, and then how to put the plan into action, into practice. As followers of Christ and his church, we focus on his way, not the false ways of the world, not the false ways of society. This will lead me to the fullness of happiness, peace, and life in heaven. And again, the Holy Spirit is going to assist me to follow Jesus with this gift of understanding. The third gift, wisdom, sometimes called prudence. There's a difference between the two, but for most purposes, they're similar. Wisdom. We see the world as God sees it. We interpret life as he sees it. All the joys and sorrows of our lives are not meaningless, passing things, but they have an eternal purpose. We can see this if we receive the gift of wisdom and ask the Lord to deepen that in our lives. Daily prayer helps us with that, to be wise, to make sense of God's eternal life for us. At times, people ask me about a serious situation in their lives, seeking my wisdom, and I can give a little hint or two, but I always say, trust in the Lord, seek that wisdom in prayer, seek the wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Fourth, reverence, sometimes called piety. This is a deep respect for God and his Catholic Church. We are grateful. We worship God with faith, hope, and love. For example, we come to the Eucharist every Sunday Mass or Saturday evening, holy days of obligation, maybe even more often. Jesus becomes a part of me in his body and blood, soul and divinity. I am strengthened by the Eucharist, Holy Communion, the worthy sacrament of charity, worthy reception. I have that great reverence for the Lord. Fifth, right judgment, sometimes called counsel. To know the difference between right and wrong, between God's plan and the prideful, sinful plan of my own. A well-formed conscience is a very important. For example, Pope Francis wrote about that this morning in his homily for Pentecost. Pope Francis wrote this morning, if the world is divided, if the church is polarized, if our hearts are broken, let us not waste time in criticizing others and growing angry with one another. Instead, let us invoke the Holy Spirit. He is capable of resolving these things. We can do that with the gift of the Spirit and right judgment, counsel. And when we fall, which is inevitable, we can run, not walk, to confession, to the sacrament of reconciliation. Jesus will forgive our sins. I make a review of life and examine before the sacrament of reconciliation. Sixth, knowledge. To know Christ is to love Christ, is to serve Christ. I cannot love who I do not know, maybe in a theoretical sense, but the more we know Christ, the more we love him. And that is by seeking out knowledge in the form of the catechism, in the form of taking classes, podcasts, videos, wonderful ways. We'll have a talk about our wonderful summer programs for our children and youth to grow in their knowledge of Christ. And finally, courage, sometimes called fortitude. Courage is a gift that gives us strength to face difficult situations, to overcome fears, and to take a risk for the gospel, to follow Jesus even in the tough times. We witness the good news, I lovingly share Jesus with others, and forgiveness and service are two great ways. Sometimes it takes courage to forgive one another, to ask for forgiveness. And sometimes it takes courage to step out, to take that risk in service. Even though we might be rejected, let us ask the Lord for increased courage. I am impelled out of myself to help others as an active member of my community here at Our Lady of Guadalupe Cathedral and beyond. St. Paul wrote about this in our sacred reading. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. These seven gifts of the Spirit were given to each of you at confirmation, but there's many, many more gifts, more subtle gifts, maybe gifts that you recognize in yourself. In the dogmatic constitution from Vatican II, moreover, the Holy Spirit not only sanctifies and guides God's people by the sacraments and ministries and enriches them with the virtues, but he also distributes special graces among the faithful in every state of life, assigning his gifts to each as he chooses. By means of these special gifts, he equips them and makes them eager for various activities and responsibilities that benefit the church in its renewal or its increase in accordance with the text. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for good purpose. These are charisms, special gifts of the Holy Spirit that helps us to reach out and use those gifts. They're not just for ourselves. They're specifically given to each of us for reaching out. I've discovered my charisms are threefold: charism of teaching, charism of administration, and charism of compassion, sometimes called mercy. These charisms, the simpler and the more widespread, as well as the most outstanding, should be accepted with a sense of gratitude and consolation, since in a very special way they answer and serve the needs of the church. We have to discover your charisms. Many of you have taken a called and gifted workshop. Anybody up out there called and gifted workshop? Some of you have. Well, we're bringing back the called and gifted workshop October 21st. Read more about it in the Southwest Kansas Catholic. That will be in English, and then in the spring we'll have a called and gifted workshop in Spanish. This is a wonderful way to really learn and develop these charisms that the Lord gives you. Let us trust in the Holy Spirit on this day of Pentecost. Let us ask him to develop these sevenfold gifts that we received at our confirmation and to recognize the special charisms that the Lord gives each of us. And let us put them into practice. This Holy Spirit will help us each step of the way. He loves us more than we can ask or imagine.